Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Friday night, Don S. McClure Show, live on blogtalkradio.com. Believe it or not, the largest blog talk radio in the world. How about that? That is too deep. I've been with them June 22nd. Excuse me, made 11 years. 11 long years. Sound like 7 years of slavery to me. We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to play some new, some old. We're featuring the artist, Weekend, his name. I mean, when I first heard it, and my producer said, Don, you going to play this track? I said, yeah. He said, you know the guy's name is Weekend. I said, I'm going to play it on the weekend, Friday, Saturday. He said, no, that's the man's name. I said, okay. You know, those new names, they get me like her. H period, E period, R period. I said, okay. That's what they want to do. If you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't even care if you got a broke phone, Obama phone, cellular old people phone. Don't you can get into the show. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the on-air button. That's in red. Man, we got a hot show for you tonight. our subject at about 7:45, 7:50. The real thing, personal value. Personal value is the true key to success in life and work. We're going to be talking about that tonight, about 7:45, 7:50. So say we got some Quincy Jones. We even got Marvin Gaye singing My Funny Valentine. And a lot of you never heard that because it wasn't promoted a lot. We got Angie Stone. Who else we got on here? Of course, we got Johnny Gill. You know, I'm wild about Johnny Gill and Babyface. Who else is on there? Lizzo. She's a heavy-set young lady. Full-figured is what they call it. And she says about, now don't get me wrong, damn time. I saw the red light light up. Don't find me. That's the name of the song. About damn time. She say, you know what? Full-figured women, they like guys. So y'all don't be acting like they don't like no guys. So we're going to play her track. We got Nuso, Armande, and Maji Jordan. They're doing a track called Different. We got Mary J., Kelly Price, Tevin Campbell, Dua Lipa. We got a couple of hers. And C, S-I-A. So, you know, we got some, and some Ariana Grande. You know, I kind of like her, man. She's kind of bad. So, without further ado, we usually get started on the music track about 7:08. I want to send a shout out to Plainfield. You know, that's, man, that's my roadie there, Plainfield, Illinois. And we got a shout out for a new listener, Fulton, Missouri. I got to find out where that is. Is it close to St. Louis or what it is? What it is? Don, you've been hanging out too much. So let's get the show started. I got to send a shout out to Atlanta, New York, Detroit, Illinois, Chicago especially, and Aurora in the house. Man, Aurora bad. So, you know, we got some tight cities, man. This tight. We're going to be talking tonight about personal value. And I'm telling you, man, we're going to fire you up. All right, let's get started, Don. What do you want to play first? I say go to Angie Stone, My Life Story, because it's hard for a girl out there.
Pondering every little thing.
She said that's her life story. Angie Stone. You know, somebody asked me last week after I played Marvin Gaye, right? And I explained that the song was written in 1937 by Rodgers and Hart from a musical. And they said, get out of here, man, for real. I said, yeah. A lot of times the artists take a track that everybody's singing and they do it their way. So tonight we're going to play Marvin Gaye and his rendition of My Funny Valentine. And you know, we played Shaka and Dakota Staten and Miles Davis did it. We played a lot of people. So just goes to show you, when you put that personal value on something, and we're going to talk about that, it turns out better than you thought. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track. We're going to leave Angie Stone, and we're going to go to Dua Lipa, L-I-P-A, Levitating. She's levitating with DaBaby. That's his name, or her name, or whoever it is.
He was alone with the shows.
Now, what happened on that track? But that was part of the levitating. I think I should have played the other version. I like that sugar boo. That's the new term. I want you. You want me. I want you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, I hope it don't sound like that. We got some great music for you tonight on the Don S. McClure Show, broadcasting all over the world. We saw the new figures today. We're in Japan, Canada, Austria. I mean, man, they jamming me all over the darn place. That's pretty good. Hey, we got a track that we're going to do by Quincy Jones. It's called Stuff Like That. And what they're talking about is stuff like that. I know you don't understand that, but you got to get into the groove like Sugar Boo. Sugar Boo. Oh yeah, okay. I kind of like that. So let me play this track. And when I come back, man, my board is lit up with blue lights. That means people are listening in. And I am so personally grateful. So we're going to talk about that. But let me play this track. Listen to the words in it. You might find some wisdom. Quincy Jones, Stuff Like That. Oh, man. You got to ask yourself, what makes you feel like doing stuff like that? I can think like a whole lot of stuff I did. A whole lot of stuff like that. I will, you know, we got adults in the room, so we have to stuff like that. That's deep. Man, we got a great show for you tonight. The next track we're going to play after we take a quick break is by Lizzo, L-I-Z-Z-O. You got to see the video. She's in a class, and they're talking about, the instructor asked her and all the other students to write an essay, and come and talk about it, about full-figured women being stressed, feeling sexual. Now, I didn't make that up. So anyway, she's in the class with a little jogging outfit on, and the teacher asks her to come up, and she goes up, and then she runs out the door. But then when she gets in the hallway, she says about damn time that we start considering that large women like love too. So don't be acting like they just can't find it. But anyway, we're going to play the track by Lizzo. Look it up on YouTube. Kid you not. And she can dance in this track too, man. So we're going to play that. We're going to take a quick break. My board is lit up with blue lights from, man, all across the country. I mentioned some cities, and Stronghold is on us tonight, man. I mean, people are tuning in. And definitely Team Don is on the board, you know, and when they come in, it's strong, man. So let me play this quick, and then when I come back, man, we got some fire weekend music and Dua Lipa and some of everybody.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back. And I'm cutting up tonight, man. And my producer, he's on Skype and Zoom sometimes. You know, I even asked him, I said, are they still using Skype? Isn't that old? He said, no, man. I said, well, I thought you was going to Zoom, man. You know, I like that song, Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Okay, all right. Anyway, I'm going to play this track by Lizzo. And like I say, check the track out. She's like, look, big girls, they like guys. So don't act like they don't like them. So we're going to play this track about the time. You fill in the blanks.
Thank you all so much for joining us this evening for our Stressed and Sexy support group. Oh, it's so nice to see new faces. When we last met, I asked you guys to prepare a poem that compares something that makes you feel stressed to something that makes you feel sexy. Lizzo, would you honor us by being the first?
been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're feeling. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
About the time. Oh, that's too deep, man. But you know, you got to think about it. The whole world seems to think that full figured doesn't like to dress, doesn't want to wear the little sexy stuff. And they do. They enjoy life like any other woman. So, you know, it's about darn time. You know, they started putting them in ads. They started having them in swimsuit shows, just letting people know they're human too. They got feelings. So write a poem about it, I guess. We're going to jump to a track. Back in the day, 1961, Marvin Gaye, My Funny Valentine. And man, he cut this. And on our jazz show, kid you not, I got 57 emails asking me to play it again. I said, them ladies doing crazy, listening to Marvin Gaye singing My Valentine. And it's not even February. But man, I mean, it lit up, especially in Cincinnati. I don't know what touched Cincinnati. They were the main ones emailing and texting. Marvin Gaye. The version of a 1937 song, Valentine.
Thank you. Valentine. You make me smile with my
always. turn to. They won't be anywhere being they were when things start falling down. Oh yeah, yeah. They're only in it to confuse you. So they could turn around and do you. But it can happen, it won't happen, girl, as long as I'm around. Oh wow.
Oh man, that's a track there. Seven Campbell, Always in My Heart. Don't ever let them tell you. Y'all thought I couldn't blow, huh? I would go ahead and knock it out for you. But no, not tonight. But I'm going to knock it out for you one night. You're going to be, sing, Donnie, sing. Oh man. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track, The Real Thing. And this is a bad track. Sergio Mendez. And when we come back, we're getting closer to our time to talk about the real thing, personal value. Personal value is the true key to success in life and work. So we're going to talk about that and give you some examples. And you're going to say, you know, I think McClure is right. But check this track out, The Real Thing. That's what I'm looking for, the real deal. And that was Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66. We're going to jump to a track by The Weeknd, and then we're going to jump to a track where we're going to talk about our subject matter. But again, looking for the real thing. And this track by The Weeknd. It's done twice, actually. One by Ariana Grande and the other one by The Weeknd. I got the hiccups. Oh, man. Anyway, listen. And we're going to follow it up with Dolls, D-O-L-S, Bella Porsche, P-O-A-R-C-H. Porsche, probably. But again. And then we're going to turn to our subject matter. But let's play the track by the artist that is called The Weeknd. So save your tears.
Surprise, a single tear drop falling from your eyes. I don't know why I run away.
There's a lot of people like that track, huh? The Weeknd, Save Your Tears. You know, they say he's one of the popular artists of today. So we're going to move on. It's almost 8 o'clock. We're going to play one more track. I got to play this, man. This is just the track for me, man. I got two. Johnny Gill, Take Me, I'm Yours. And then, Babyface, Where Will You Go? You know I love that song. I don't know what it is about that song. Where Will You Go? But I'm going to play that first, and then we're going to get out to our subject matter. Babyface, Where Will You Go?
Yeah. On the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Wow, that's one of my best books outside of To Have a Friend, which is my leading book. And that book there, Beyond Dreams, is really good. I love Being a Butterfly is really good. I love writing a fun love story. It's a good book. Dark Side of the Earth, my sister Tiana. Okay, all right. I got a lot of books. Hey, we're going to jump to our subject matter because it is a lifestyle show. We titled the show The Don S. McClure Show, The Real Thing, Personal Value. Personal value is the true key to success in life and work and even love. Now, why do we say that? When you get a letter and it's from the heart or sincere, it's signed personally. Usually, personal value means that person took a great interest in you, whatever it is they were doing, and how much energy they had to put into something. It's called personal best. You go up to the plate and you want to do your personal best to achieve that personal satisfaction. So you block the crowd out while you're standing at the plate or while you're running down the field to be one of the best receivers. Your personal value means that you have a great respect for yourself, what you say, how you say it, and what you deliver. It's kind of like your promise. Personal value is when you say you're going to do something, 99% you try to get there. Now, you got to leave the 1% in it. You could break your leg. Something could happen to make you not be able to do it. You could even be late. But it's not because you didn't put your personal value in it and try to give your personal best. You know, a lot of people talk about T.D. Jakes, and they talk about the Potter House. But because T.D. Jakes gives you his personal best, like he's talking to each individual sincerely, you get more into the Potter House, the tapes he produces, the lectures he does. And you get so involved because there's a personal contact through words. Well, emotions, when you give them, that's your personal best. You're giving it from the heart. You want it to be the best you can give, knowing there's no guarantee that you're going to get it back, but you give your personal best, that personal value of the things you really want, the things you really care for, the people you care for. That's personal value. And it's better than anything else because it overrides whether everybody knows why you did something, why you achieved such success. Personal values that bring out your personal best. And when it's not your personal best, people can see it. They can feel it. They can sense it. That's not the best that you could give. There's no personal value in that. So when I'm writing, I give it my personal value of I want this to be one of my best books, which is why I tell people when they ask me, which book do you like the best? I like everything I write. Some sell better than others. But that doesn't mean I didn't put my personal value into what I do. You know, a lot of artists, a lot of authors, musicians, they ask me, but Don, how come you get so many people to support your ideas? Because I try to give them my personal best. It's a personal value to call them up and say, how did you like the show? It's personal value when you want to know how they like something you wrote, something you put everything into. It's personal value when you want to impress your parents, your friends, the people you care so much about. That's personal value. And you want to be the best at what you do, which overrides what anybody thinks, where everybody think you should be doing, how much you should put into it. Your personal value is how you see yourself. And if the world can catch up to how you see yourself, that's a good thing. But if they can't, your personal value brings you to a level of personal satisfaction. So I want you to think about that. Your personal value brings forth your personal best. We're going to jump to this track. You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine, baby. Brian Culberson said, you'll never find, I don't care what you do, you'll never find another like Don S. McClure. Never, never, ever, ever. My producer say, I hope not.
Thank you. I can remember all the things that you once said. My love was so satisfied, but now your love is slowly, slowly dying. I know what I put you through, and I wanna make it up to you. Please forgive me, babe, don't let it end this way. I swear I'll never lie, just give it one more try.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's Johnny Gill. He cut that, man. And every time I seen that at karaoke, man, they be falling out in the aisles. They, oh, Johnny, sing it, baby. Oh, man. And I just put it all in there. You know, we were talking about personal value, the real thing. And when you give your personal best to anything, if it does not work out, it doesn't faze you because you gave it your personal best. See, that's the one secret of success. If you know you gave it your personal best, that best shot at it, then you know, hey, it is what it is. It just didn't work out. But it doesn't mean that it was you as a failure. It doesn't mean that you did something wrong. You gave it your best, that best shot, that best try at it. And I mean, you put everything into it because you know why? Because it became your personal value to give it your personal best. And that's what it takes. So I want you to think about that. When you get a little bit down about some things didn't work out, some things didn't go your way, you didn't get that one thing you really thought you wanted and fought for it, but it just didn't happen. But you gave it your personal best because it was part of your personal value. And, you know, that's got to be inside of you. It's not something anybody can teach you. It's not something somebody can give you. You've got to have that personal value for the things you believe in, the way you want to live life, how you see it, your personal value. And if you give it your personal best, you usually win. By our artist from Africa, Nonso. N-O-N-S-O, Amandi, and Maji Jordan. They're singing a track called Different.
Yeah. International. Calling ya, baby, I'm calling ya. Where you at? Can you not answer me now? Tell me now, cause I'm missing you. Dreaming of me kissing you. Put it down. Baby, wait for me now, for now. Take you out, but now. You know what? I'm missing you. Dreaming of me kissing you. Oh, falling in love. Can't give it up. I need you more. Baby, girl, now take me over. God, don't keep me up. I'm deep in love. I need you more. Baby, girl, now take me over. God, different, I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life, baby, you're so different, I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life. Ooh. In the morning and in the night, you know, won't do you wrong, I'm mean, Mr. Right, you know that I see you, yeah, yeah, you shining, I need you, yeah, yeah, she not nice, but she looking nice, yeah. Cold-hearted, I could break the ice the moment I see you, yeah, yeah. There's no way I'll leave you, yeah, yeah. Falling in love, can't give it up. I need you more. Baby, girl, no, take me walker. Don't keep me up. I'm deep in love. I need you more. Baby, girl, no, take me walker.
USA. Our next song is Sia's Cheap Thrills. Have you heard the song?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
I think it's got a good beat and you can dance to it.
Sounds swell. Let's listen now.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. Got a do my hair, put my makeup on.
you
Baby,
and me. To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel way, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, this selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the day just take control. Just get out of control. Yeah.
talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. Three, don't be a stranger, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. Pushing forward, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn, no way,
no way to turn. Now I'm standing back from it, I finally see the pattern.
I've never loved,
I've
never loved.
He doesn't love me, so I tell myself, I tell myself, I do, I do, I do. One, don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. Three,
Oh, man. Johnny Gill. That's another one that I sing at karaoke. And, man, I'm telling you, they be pounding on the tables, man. Yay! Sing it! Sing it, brother! Sing it! Oh, man, they wise girlfriends be... You tell them I said sing it! Cutting it. Maybe. Okay, okay. I'll give y'all a little taste. We're going to play a track. We're almost out of here by our featured artist for the night, The Weeknd. It's called Starboy, featuring Def Punk. Oh, man. They, that's what's on the board. D-A-F-T-P-U-N-K. That's the new names in today's times. Starboy. The Weeknd.
Look what you done.
Well, I guess he told y'all he's a star boy. Oh, we're going to get ready to get out of here. I'm going to play the Dolls. They're going to take us out. Bella Porsche. I don't know about star boy. You know, I don't know why all of them got a curse nowadays, but I guess that's the thing. All right, Dolls. Bella Porsche, take us on out of here so I can go get some butter.
Fighting my eyes, isn't it pure perfection? You think I'm polite, stereotype, got your full attention. Things that you can play with me, you better watch your back. The last thing that you hear would be the last. So baby, go kill. Don't provoke us or we will put you downhill. Might be pretty, but we're still bitter as much as I sweet. Nice hidden under the sheets, baby, go kill. Don't provoke us or we will go.
Don't provoke us or we will.